Macmillan Audio presents How to Shop for a Husband by Janice Lieberman with Bonnie Teller. Read for you by Janice Lieberman.
Introduction. My friends and I used to have a running joke. We wouldn't date a guy if we didn't like his shoes. I think it was my friend Roz who first pointed out the problem. But then we all fell in line. Geeky shoes were a non-negotiable no-no, a reason to cross a guy off our unwritten potential husband list, with no further explanation necessary. If a guy had cheap shoes, shiny shoes, shoes with high heels, pretty much any shoes that weren't black or brown, he was a goner. Ixnay. No go. And you know those worn-out, mousy brown sort of fuzzy lace-ups? As if... One by one, my girlfriends managed to get over the shoe thing. They either found guys who wore good enough shoes or quickly improved the shoe wardrobe after marriage. My sister managed to find her future husband in summer camp when they were both 16. But there I was, searching endlessly for the perfectly shod man. Looking back, I have to ask myself, was that any way to shop for a husband? Of course, I had plenty of other reasons besides shoes for crossing guys off my PGHM, that's potential good husband material list. Boring, bad job, bad breath, bad mother. I have to admit, well, I was kind of picky. There were plenty of pretty nice guys, guys with potential, guys who could perhaps have been gently molded into PGHMs, that I dismissed out of hand. I would say to myself, shouldn't a girl be picky? Why should a girl have to settle? And if I do settle, won't I be miserable later on? This internal debate went on.